بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين، أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وكشف بها الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, brother and sister in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. Let us begin our program with our dua to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah fill the qabr of our marhumin with nur and mercy. Allahumma ghafir lahum warhamhum warawihum fil jannah. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. And we ask Rabbul Izzah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah grant shifa to those who are ill. Oh Allah, grant them speed recovery. Ya Allah, be with them and grant them sabr and ajr. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah ease the way of those who are in difficulties and those who are desperate, needs the help of Allah and the karam of Allah. Allahumma yassir lahum amrahum. Allahumma aftah alayhim barakatika ya Rabbil Alameen. Brother and sister in Islam, respected listeners, once again we say shukran that you are tuning to our program. On behalf of my sound engineer tonight and all our friends here on the studio, and Uncle Muhsin and all our friends here, we say shukran jazilam that you always tuning to our program, and jazakumullahu khair al jaza. Let us make dua that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant all our marhubin Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah grant them ajr, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the shafa'ah, the intercession of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight is very special a program, because all of us, we feel that we could not fulfill the haqq of our beloved Sahaba, the companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fitna nowadays, that many people, they try to take us to a road which you dishonor the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many of us, we do not know the value of the companion, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More than 100,000 Sahabi, Rijal, a real people, صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه, they fulfill what they promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a chapter in Bukhari Sharif, it's called Fada'il al-Sahaba, the virtues and the value of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we do believe that Siratul Nabi, the stories of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's mixed with the Sahaba. You cannot teach and study and read about life story of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without talking and reading and understand that value of Sahaba, because they are part of his seerah. Tell me who you are, I will tell you who's your friend. Or the other way around, tell me who's your friend, I will know who you are. Al-mar'u ala deeni khalilih. The person follow the thought and attitude and religion of his friend. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِدْ. So you must double check your friend, because it will affect you. I know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did grant the Sahaba, 100,000 Sahabi, his atar, his barakah, his ilm. And also the Sahaba did take that atar and that sunnah and pass it to me and you. After thousands of years, we still smelling the atr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why are we saying that? Because when we shout our children, mind your friend, and we tell the brother, please, the friends, it's you. Once you walk with someone, it's you. It's a mirror. Oh, it's your reputation and your izzah. Don't say that I won't be influenced or affected. I have strong iman. No, my friend. Our friends do affect us, and we have a reflection of our companion and friends in different degree. Knife cut the meat, but after a while the meat cut the knife. That's why you said knife you can't work anymore, you need to sharp the knife. The reason? Because that soft meat did affect and influence and leave some mark on the knife through the time or the action. Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, part of Deenul Islam, part of our aqidah, part of the seerah. We cannot talk about the Prophet alone. We have to bring those Muhammadur Rasulullah walladhina amanu ma'ahu. So he was with someone, the society of Rasulullah and the community of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very amazed cocktail of sahaba. Elderly people, youth, white, black, Arab, non-Arab, rich, poor, slave, free, healthy person, disabled, nomad and Bedouin, city people, Ahlul Kitab, people of the book, Yahud, Nasara, where idols worshipped before, monks, related to the Prophet, far from the Prophet. That was the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know, me and you, we know very well, the driver of the engineer, he knows. And the secretary of the lawyer, she knows of some law. And that nurse next to the doctor, she knows some medication, she knows how to deal. You know, the wife of Mufti, we call her half Mufti, because she knows. She heard first through the ages and years, they know. And the wife of mechanic knows so many tools, more than me and you. What I'm trying to say, Sahaba, they were closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you know. They asked Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, how you know medicine? She said, I knew medicine because Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was for long, he was sick. And many people come with medication to him, so he taught me. Brother, sister in Islam, if you just come by a person and you learn from him, imagine if you are the son of that person, or that lady was company that person of wife for 30 years, 40 years, definitely you will learn. You will learn. The one who make tea for the Mufti, he knows. You ask him a small masala, he will tell you. Why? Because he was next to the Mufti for years, and he's 100% sure about this answer. What about if that lady was wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam till his death? Those who live with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in and out, and we know that just we see the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream, you become very special. You feel so excited. And we try to post and show off that my Nabi came in my dream. If someone got a one single hair from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will never sell it for millions. Brother and sister in Islam, if you want to know the Sahaba, think about what I'm telling you now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the Sahaba, male and female, for that ikhlas and sincerity. They gave it to Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he talk about Sahaba, he said in the hadith, Ashabi kan nujum. My companions is like a star. Bi ayyuhum iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. You take anyone as a guider, you will be guided. Anyone, just an individual, one Sahabi. And he said, Allah, Allah, fi ashabi. Fi Allah on my sahaba. La tattakhidhuhum gharadan min ba'di. Do not take them as an issue. and a dispute after me. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ فَبِحُبِّي أَحَبَّهُمْ. Anyone who loved them, because of my love, he loved them. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ, whosoever disliked them and hate them, فَبِبُغْضِي أَبْغَضَهُمْ, he disliked me. And then he said, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونَ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونُهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونُهُمْ. It means, the first era, the century, the qarn, the generation of Sahaba, they are khair and barakah. We cannot and we don't allow a person after 1,400 years come and discuss or try to accuse or dishonor one of the 100,000 Sahabi. This 100,000 Sahabi, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah Rabbul Izzat said in Quran, I'm pleased with them. So we are not waiting for you to be pleased or not, because they already got that logo from Allah, or that grant from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we know that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah from Makkah to Medina, and then returned back for the conquest of Makkah, and khalas, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gone to Allah, and the rest was the juhud, the strive, the effort of these 100,000 Sahabi. Moved in the whole dunya after Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the same jazba and ikhlas, same knowledge and correct knowledge of Sharia, and then they have that jealous and that niyat to spread the deen of Allah as Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did spread. Ask the people of India, ask the Asian, China, Europe, who gave you deen al-Islam? And we know that many of the Indian, we meet them, they said, I am Arab. We tell him, how? He said, one Sahabi was there, and he joined our blood, and he married from our tribe. Everyone who claimed that he is a Sayyid, if it's true, it means there was a juhd of one Sahabi, one of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was in his place. Sahaba, we know Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 100,000 Sahabi his house on top of the camel. We call it mobile house, the tent, that his good and his livelihood on top of his camel, him, his wife, his children, and they move, they go for khuruj, and they never come back. I was reading a book, 100 Sahabi made hijrah to Africa, never returned back. They mix with the nation and they die on Africa. These people, because they don't have a permanent place, they are ready to move and to live. وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ. Land and earth is for the living being. So you can move, settle in any country by this ayah in Surah Al-Rahman. And the interesting thing, brother and sister in Islam, that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever start a military camp or military college, because these Sahaba, they were ready, made to be Mujahideen for the pleasure of Allah. They have power, but never use this power in a wrong way or misuse that power. Most of them die on out of their country. These people mix their blood with the blood of those who they made hijrah for. Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi'i Tabi'in, Muslimin, they were leading this world for 1,000 years. A proper Sharia law. Fighter in the daytime, Abideen and a pious and saint on the night time. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. We have a very honorable history. All of us, we're very proud of it. We have a noor in our history, and we have a wonderful heritage and history and seerah, and we're very proud to talk about it, because it is the effort of Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They went everywhere. Rome, Persia, Abyssinia went with their own Islamic clothes and the Sharia and Quran and spread the deen of Islam in a beautiful way with no enforcement or no pressure. Sahaba, all of them, taking the ahd and covenant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you will give nasr of deen al-Islam. Ummat al-Islam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِرَجِلٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي خَيْرًا. If Allah wants something good for one of my ummah, that أَلْقَى حُبَّ أَصْحَابِ فِي قَلْبِهِ, Allah place the muhabba and love of my companion in his heart. And we know that al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. Ma'a man ahab. The person will be resurrected for those whom he loved. Why I'm saying that tonight? Because our children nowadays, they don't know about the sahaba. Oh, they know little. But they know about the soccer player and movie star more than the sahaba. Well, not only that. Our children know them about the movie star and soccer player more than his own grandfather. If you ask him, give me five names of yours, he say, no, I don't have. I have only two names. And then, who was your grandmother and father for grandmother like this? He said, no, I'm not interested. But if you go for the soccer player, he will say he married this lady and he left this club and go for another club. He will give you a details of this person. Brother and sister in Islam, let us use that hub of the children for the role model to turn it to the hub of Sahaba, the love of Sahaba. Let us do in this month, inshallah, that we have to talk about Sahaba of Rasulullah in the masajid, in the school, everywhere, so that we tell our children it's part of our deen to know about Sahaba. As I told you in the beginning of the program, that there is a bab and chapter on Bukhari Sharif, they call it Fada'il al-Sahaba, the virtues and the value of Sahabat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will be proud of this history when you read about the Sahaba. Actually, you will love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more and more and more. But unfortunately, we find some people try to cause a friction on the mind of the ummah, so they make some hatred or put some comment or some wrong thought about the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of racism, because of political agenda, because of some other reason. But we do believe, as a Muslimin, that the entire Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were honest to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did practice Deenul Islam, they are ma'asum, and they are accepted by Allah with their shortcoming. Even if you read that there was a shortcoming of any Sahabi, but as I said, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want to talk about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu an, because this one everyone knows. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. I'm talking about the other Sahaba which not famous like the Khulafa al-Rashidin. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik. This Anas bin Malik, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam treated him in a very special 10 years as a servant of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His mother gave him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam hadiyah, a gift. Take my son to serve you, exactly like Imra'atu Imran, when the wife of Nabi Imran, the father of Maryam alayhi salam, she gave Maryam to Baytul Maqdis. It was there, that ibadah. 10 years serving Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was spoiling him, calling him not Anas, Unais. How to treat our servant, our worker, you have to mention the story of Unais. Ask Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, make dua for me. So Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allahumma rzuqhu malan wa walada wa barik lahu. O Allah, grant him wealth and children, and bless the wealth and children. Give him barakah. Why? Because once you have halal money and barakah on the money, and you get a lawful children and barakah on the children, you enjoy your life. So, 103 years, that man lived with got so many, they call it 100 grandchildren. Khadimun Nabi, as I said, but he learned from Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "Oh my son, ya bunay, in qadarta an tusbiha wa tumsi wa laysa fi qalbika ghishun li ahad fafal." Oh my son, I want to give you advice that if you can manage to wake up in the morning and to sleep in the night, while you have no jealous and malice and cheat for anyone, so do it, you will be saved. This ayah, illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. This person picked up from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he managed his heart, no jealous and malice and ghish, and he died repeating la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Another sahabi, you didn't know about him so much, it's called At-Tufail bin Amr al-Dusi. This man, he was very honorable before Islam. Poet, very sensitive, very romantic. When he entered the haram, and then he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reading salah, he was taken by the action of salat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You say he was shocked. And he came around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and looked at the face of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he saw the nur and honesty and peace in the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam read Surah Al-Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, and Surah Falaq. These two surah, it was enough for Sayyidina At-Tufail bin Amr al-Dusi to believe in Islam. He never read for him Surah Baqarah or anything, just a simple surah. Because Surah Al-Ikhlas is called the conclusion of Quran. The secret code for life came to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said to him, "Oh Messenger of Allah, people are listening to me on my tribe. So make dua that Allah give me some sign on my face." Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made that dua and came on his face that nur or that qubul or acceptance. And then Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use him for hidayah. And then his wife accepted Islam, his father accepted Islam, and then he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Oh Rasulullah, my tribe had a very severe disbelief. Could you please make a special dua?" Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allahumma hdi Daus. Oh Allah, guide the tribe of Daus." And it happened, and is the only case in Islam that the entire tribe accepted Islam one time. Like here, when someone come and say, "Maulana, make dua that the Zulu must be a Muslim." All of them. It's like that. Oh, any type of tribe here. And that was a barakah of dua on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also the barakah of the ikhlas and that type of heart of Sayyidina At-Tufail bin Amr al-Dusi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him for that beautiful, beautiful ikhlas of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I take you to another sahabi. Maybe you heard about him sometimes. Oh, maybe this one here, we don't talk so much about him. Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. In a simple way, I don't want to waste time on one sahabi because I got some other. Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, he was Aminul Ummah. And he said, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Likulli ummatin ameen." You know what is ameen? We call that ameen is like a treasurer. The person who keep the amanah. لكل أمة أمين، وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة. Why he call him Amin and treasurer and the man who keep Amana? Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, he had a very good looking. He got charisma of a leader. When you see him, ta'nasu lahu, you feel familiar to him. You enjoy his company. And then, when he accepted Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made takbir that this person accepted Islam. If you know that about Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, you must know that he's the opener of Syria, Sham. May Allah make it easy for our Muslim brother in Syria. And he accepted Islam second day after Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. You look at this. After Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Sayyidina Abu Bakr gave him da'wah. And if I don't know if you read more about this person, that you know if you heard that there was a problem between a son and a father on the battle of Badr. The father was disbeliever and the son was a believer. And then he stood and defended Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was nearly to fight his father. When the delegation, the Christian delegation, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they asked him, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, send with us a person to judge between us for what we are dispute about. You know, the Nasara talk about Jesus, Son of God, oh, Trinity and what. We need one man to come and judge for what we are dispute about. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, come to me tonight, I will send with you Al-Qawiyul Amin, the strong and the trustworthy. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, after Salatul Dhuhr, early, he said, wallahi, the only time I wish to be Amin, and I wish to be that person. That's why I came early, maybe. And then Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Salah, he looked right and left. And Sayyidina Umar said, I used to stretch my neck, maybe he can choose me. And then he called upon Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah and he said, Al-Qawiyul Amin. That one, you go with them. This man, Aminul Ummah, Bahiyul Tal'a, that person, the Fatih al-Sham, died with a plague. That sickness, the mass disease. And the ulama said, look at this one here. Anyone who got infected by virus, who die on a bad way, don't think that is a punishment of Allah, because we see one sahabi here die with a biola or that ta'un, they call it ta'un. Message for those who got cancer, those who got HIV and what, is not a la'na from Allah, is darajat, is shahada. Brother and sister in Islam, you heard about Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud, we call him the man of Quran. The man of Quran. When you talk about qiraat and tajweed and all that, the method of reading, you can't avoid that man, Abdullah bin Mas'ud. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever want to read the Quran like a fresh as he come from heaven and samawat, so you must read with a method of Ibn Mu'abad, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud. You know who's that one here? That when Nabi Muhammad was a young boy, and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Give me one." He said, "No, it's a, this sheep is not mine." So they come and touch. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam touched the udder of the sheep, and he got that miracle. This man, we call him, was a following of the shadow of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khadim. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud was not doesn't gain a body. He was very slim. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Abdullah, enter my place without permission, whenever you want. It means this person knows the confidential life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, private life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayru, I swear by Allah, that there is no ayah in Quran came down without knowing it when revealed, and for what is revealed, and when was revealed, and what does it mean. The first Muslim read Quran loudly on this earth was Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, O Allah, we love the Sahaba of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, grant us the akhlaq of Sahaba, love of the Sahaba, and resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with Sahabat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister Islam. And once again we say shukran jazilan that you're tuning to our program. On behalf of my sound engineer and all our friends here on Radio Islam Studio in Johannesburg, we say shukran jazilan that you're listening to our program. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use all of us to pass the message of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'd like to remind our listeners that our program is live program. For any inquiry or any feedback, you can SMS me on 072-144-0717. Today we're just giving a time to the companion of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us hub and the love and appreciation of the effort of Sahabat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next Sahabi, Sayyiduna Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. When we talk about Sayyiduna Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, we talk about a person who's related to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we call him the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his mother's side and his father's side. And don't forget the mother of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and father, they're also a cousin. So two, that man and this woman are related to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's related to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from both sides. The ulama, they said he born before Nubuwat, nearly 5 years before Nubuwat. And died by the age of 73. And he accepted Islam after the conquest of Mecca. And he was struggling a lot because his father Abu Sufyan was not a Muslim that time. And he deprived him from his wealth. And Sayyidina Muawiyah was 20 years and he struggled a lot because he could not find any livelihood. We were struggling a lot, very poor, and he did hide his Islam for so many years. Very tall, fair complexion, very handsome, and he got the nice charisma. And don't forget that Sayyidina Muawiyah, we call him Khalil Mu'mineen, the uncle of the believer. He's a brother of Ummu Habiba, the wife of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ummu Habiba is the daughter of Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, the writer of Jibreel, or writer of Wahi. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he started to write, he said, call for me Muawiyah. And this man got a very special respect and special care of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he called him to write Quran al-Karim. And narrated by Imam Ahmad that the insan, his relation with his family will be cut on the day of Qiyamah, except those who related to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with blood or with marriage. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ يَنْقَطَعُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ نَسَبَهُ غَيْرَ نَسَبِي وَصِحْرِي. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this hadith. It means anyone who related to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of merit or because of blood, Sayyidina Muawiyah because of merit and because of blood, he related to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very well learned Sahabi. Narrated 163 hadith. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas narrated also. And when the people come and they try to ask Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas that Muawiyah said what, he said yes, he's always correct, he is a scholar of Islam. Sayyidina Abu Darda, when he praised Sayyidina Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, He said, I never ever saw a person read Salah exactly, typically like Salat of Rasulullah more than Sayyidina Muawiyah, the Amir al-Mu'mineen. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him dua exactly like the dua of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib. Allahumma ja'alhu hadiyan mahdiya wahdi bihi. Allahumma allimhu al-kitaba wal-hisaba waqihi al-adab. That was a special khas dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his cousin Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, Amin al-Wahy, the trustworthy of Kitab of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And don't forget that in the Khilafat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Sayyidina Muawiyah was the Amir of the army, it's called Imdad Army. Sayyidina Abu Bakr took his help to fight those who murtaddin, those who want to withdraw in the battle, it's called Yamama. And also Sayyidina Muawiyah, the opener of Sham and Syria, and he was ruling Jordan after his brother passed away. And Sayyidina Umar gave him the ruler of to be ruler of Damascus. And the beautiful thing for Sayyidina Muawiyah, that in his Khilafat, when he was Amir, that he did conquer Rome and Sindh, the India there, and Kabul, there in Afghanistan, North Africa, and many countries in the Mediterranean Sea. Because he was very, very keen to build up the marines and that ship for the fighting. And actually he built up a factory to build ships and all the transportation in the ocean and in the rivers. And Sayyidina, why we call Sayyidina Muawiyah very special? Because he took his leadership in a time was in the Ummah was divided. There was a big fight between the follower of Sayyidina Uthman and Sayyidina Ali, and so many group of Muslims fighting each other, and Sayyidina Muawiyah stood up and united the Ummah, and he practiced Deenul Islam. We love Sayyidina Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, Amir al-Mu'mineen, and we love the Sahabat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know that you will know Sahabi when you read about him. You cannot just judge a person because of a word of someone, or what your feeling or your impression. We know in the Battle of Uhud that Rasulullah was there, Sayyidina Abu Bakr was there, Sayyidina Ali was there, and Sayyidina Umar was there. But you got another Sahabi, that companion. We have to talk, when we talk about Battle of Uhud, we talk about some of the archers left the place from the mountain, and then Muslim lost, and then they come back. But you never learn in Battle of Uhud, we call it the Noor of Sahaba, the bravery of Sahaba, the ikhlas and sincerity of Sahaba. Sayyidina Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, we know that he also cousin of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His father is the Zubayr ibn Awam. His son is Abdullah ibn Zubayr, the son of Sayyida Asma, daughter of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Sayyidina Zubayr ibn Awam, I want to tell you something. When Malaika came on the battle of Badr, they came on his shape. They took his image. The way he dressed the turban on top of it, the way kurta and all that. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr, this special person, that when Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr become shaheed, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave bishara to his family that he's in Jannah. Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umair, I was starting my program, Rijalun Sadaqu Ma'ahadullah, it was for that person. It was for Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umair. Because he was a carrier of the flag on the Battle of Uhud. The carrier of the, you know, Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umair was a very wealthy boy, very spoiled, made hijrah to Africa, Abyssinia, 2 times. And then he went before Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to prepare the place and to prepare the hijrah from Mecca to Medina. And he did die as a shaheed. and he could not find a kafan, enough kafan to bury him with, that rich, wealthy boy. That's why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this ayah in Quran, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his janazah read, رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَ. You got another sahabi, it's called Sayyiduna Talha ibn Abdullah. Also a very rich. Allah, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Talhatul Khair. Talhatul Khair. Very generous, very, very good heart person. Sayyiduna Talha, he was a guardian and the one who take care of the entire relatives, especially those who want to marry and those who owe money or those who got qard and debt. Sayyiduna Talha ibn Abdullah, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Talhatul Khair. Because all his family were depend on him, not family, relatives, far relatives and close relatives. He spent his money just to help his own family and the needy. Sayyiduna Sa'd ibn Mu'az also was there on Battle of Uhud. Sahabi, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala received his ruh, that the arsh of Allah was shaking. The arsh of Allah was shaking. And you know that he was a bit heavy body, but when they carry him to the qabr, was very light. So he said, why? Because malaika were carrying with the people. When you carry the mayyit, and you find the body of the mayyit is light, you must know that there is malaika sharing that khidmat when they carry the mayyit for janazah. Why the arsh of Allah was shaking? Because Allah was longing to meet Sayyiduna Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, and we know that 70,000 angels were sharing and serving him on his janazah. That is one sahabi. We don't talk about him so much. His name is Sa'd bin Mu'adh. Right? Sayyiduna Khaysama ibn al-Harith. Sayyiduna Khaysama ibn al-Harith, also in the Battle of Uhud, he came and said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to go for Battle of Uhud. He said, no, you're old, and your son being Shaheed on Badr. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, my son came to me in my dream and said, come, O my father, inni fi na'im al-jannati afrah, amrah. I'm here on the bounty of Jannah, enjoying and have fun. Come have fun with me, my father. That is one sahabi was very sincere to Allah and his Rasul. Sayyiduna Amr ibn al-Jamuh was liming. You know, he got the broken legs. And he came. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, you ma'zur. We don't take disabled people to come to jihad. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to walk with my broken legs, lambing in Jannatul Firdaus. But he was voluntarily coming and he went there. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I saw him in Jannah. And Sayyiduna Amr ibn al-Jamuh, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded him to be buried with his brother-in-law. And that brother-in-law is called Abdullah bin Amr ibn Haram. We have to make a special program about this man. Very, very special sahabi. Sayyiduna Sa'd ibn al-Rabi', he was a brother when Sayyiduna Abdurrahman bin Auf made hijrah from Mecca to Medina. He was Nabi Muhammad made a brotherhood between these two. Is very, very rich. And also was very mukhlis and sincere to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Sa'd ibn Rabi', this man, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Battle of Uhud, he sent Sayyiduna Zayd bin Thabit and he told him, Iltamisu Sa'd ibn Rabi', go and find out for me where is Sa'd ibn Rabi', how what happened. So Sayyiduna Zayd bin Thabit went to the battlefield and he found him on the floor, all his body being attacked by the kuffar, and he said to him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, conveying salam to you, Sa'd ibn Rabi', and is asking you, كيف تجدك? How do you find it? Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Rabi' said, tell Rasulullah wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, tell him, by Allah, I smell the smell of Jannah. And please go and tell the Muslims, you have no excuse in the day of Qiyamah if anything wrong happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go and protect your Nabi. And he died. This man, he could not fight with his muscles and his hand, but he did fight and he did work with his tongue. The ulama say, he doesn't have nibal, he got maqal. He got word to say. That's why he said, for every Muslim can defend Islam with his wealth, with his body, or with his maqal and his word. Brother and sister in Islam, these are the Sahaba of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I said, there were 100,000 Sahaba. So when you're going to find time to tell you about all this, but I just want to tell you about someone who's not famous or not mentioned a lot, or maybe in Masajid or in the Kitab, and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated them equally. And if you go and see the Ashara Mubashara, the 10 Sahaba who getting the glad tiding of Jannah, you will know how was that environment and how was the atmosphere around Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him high status in Jannah. May Allah grant us and our children, the Ummah, love of the Sahaba, as we don't differentiate between any Nabi. We have to treat all the Sahaba equally for the sake of Allah and for the sake of Muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We take them as a star and as a role model for all of us. May Allah accept, inshallah. Unfortunately, my time is up. Inshallah, I'll see you next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.